All right, what is going on, guys? We're back, and from here on out, we will be known as the JVL Primetime Sports. Well, just JVL Primetime Sports. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my boy Dre, my
How
co-host, as y'all can
y'all
see. Anything else you want to tell everyone
Oh,
else before we continue?
right now, if you look right here, this is our temporary logo right now, but in about not too long, but not too soon, we will be changing this to something more permanent. This is just what we have right now. So stay tuned. We will have this updated. And today we will be talking about the Aces.
You
Went up against the
already
Sparks
know how
last
we
night.
run.
It was Cussie Clown's first game against the Aces. And seeing that you are a Kelsey Plum fan, how did it feel to see Kelsey Plum on an Aces court, but not in the Aces uniform?
Honestly, bro. Honestly, it took me a good, I want to say, 2 weeks to process everything and mentally prepare myself for this game because I knew I was gonna go to this game whether I like it or not. But I mean, like after having those 2 weeks of just like mentally preparing myself, I was like, you know what? It's all good. I mean, it was great seeing her again though. I'm pretty sure. In the beginning, when we were there right before the game started, we were seeing her warm up. We said, "What's up?" to her. She was walking by a little spot we were at. I mean, it took me 2 weeks to like mentally prepare. But like when the day came, I was like, "Oh, well, it's gonna happen." And honestly, we'll see how it is. And I was like, we're gonna see how it goes today because all I know is that it's gonna be an emotional roller coaster. But honestly, I was surprised I wasn't too emotional as I thought I would be. But it was just crazy seeing her in a different like uniform. I mean, it threw me off a little bit, but I was like, dang, she's really like not on the team anymore. But it was good seeing her again. And she's been hooping. But we did put up a good we went crazy though last night. I cannot lie, bro. What was the score? It was like we won 96 to 81. Yeah.
Oh, in a sidebar, while he was talking, if you saw a weird look on my face, it wasn't because he was talking. I don't know if y'all heard it, but I literally heard like some tropical birds out there. It threw me off. So if y'all see my face go like this, it wasn't because of what he said. It was something that I heard outside, just to clarify that.
Yeah, it'd be hearing we do be hearing some random things, but I'm gonna double back to you. How did you feel about seeing KP in a whole nother jersey and not on our team?
To be perfectly honest, it didn't feel weird to me, but it felt different. Because like when we seen her
Agreed.
warming up, because she was in Vegas, so when she was there, she looked comfortable. It looked like just another day on the Aces court, but she was getting ready for another team. But I will point out the way she was doing her warm-ups and the way she was during the game was two different Kelsey Plums. I don't
Yeah.
know if it was like the emotions. I don't know if it was being on the home court that you're used to playing against your former team, but you can tell that it was something going on in the back of her head because the way she was playing or the
Yeah.
way she was warming up, she was outstanding. It was
Literally.
like poetry in motion, the way she was going to the basket, the way she was doing her step back three, which is crazy because the amount of step back threes she took during her warm-ups compared to the threes she took during the game was totally different. So
Yeah.
to me personally, I looked at it as like we have Michelob Ultra. We're used to seeing Kelsey Plum here all the time. The only thing that's different is the jersey that she had on. So, like,
Yep.
it was the same for me. I still cheered her on. I still rooted for her. She started off slow, but she picked it up towards the end.
Yep.
It's just that she's on the Sparks and not with the Aces. That's just how I personally saw it. I know a lot of people didn't really see it that way, but personally, that's how I see it.
Honestly, I could agree with you on that. Like I said, how I said, I didn't think I was gonna be as emotional as I thought. Cause like I think what really had me like thinking of how like really changed my mindset being emotional is the fact that I pretty much just like we're seeing her back on the court at home, where she did all the time. So like I just saw her like, oh, she's still in her, you know, she's still in her little, she's in her way, but I was like, yo, this honestly just feels like really different. But at the same time, I was just like, I don't know. But honestly, everything you pretty much is pretty much how I felt. And I was surprised myself because I thought I was being more emotional than I, more emotional knowing how much of a fan I am of KP and how much I rock with her. And like you said, I was rooting for her. I was getting as many clips as I can of her. And for those of y'all fans that was booing her, no shade to y'all, but you know, we don't boo here, bro. She's still family. We don't do all that. We don't. But I mean, other than that, it was just really nice seeing her at the Cribble all over again. Just in a whole different jersey, on a whole different team, on a different side of the court. What really matters is that we saw her again, and it just felt like she was right at home, just on a different team with a different jersey.
And a double back on the booing. For y'all fans who was out there booing Kelsey Plum, you're dead wrong. It wasn't her choice in a matter. It didn't work out between her and the Aces. She ended up getting traded. It's part of the business. She gave y'all no reason to boo her. Because y'all wasn't booing when she was winning the championships. Y'all wasn't booing her when she was winning sixth player of the year. So just because she got a Sparks jersey on, don't mean you got to boo. You ain't got to cheer. You don't got to cheer if you don't want to. But you ain't got to be disrespectful. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
because she put in too much work, time, effort, and energy for her to come back home and get booed like that. No.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't as much boos, but especially how we were saying, we definitely heard some boos. Like, come on, bro. Y'all can't be doing that. Same with the booing part, same with D'Erica. Like, they family still at the end of the day. They're just in a whole different jersey, on a whole different court. And, you know, not a different court. They're on the same court from a while back, but they're just in a whole different jersey, a whole different team, is what I meant to say. But we just want to put it out there because that's what low-key kind of bugged me last night when we were watching the game. I heard some boos in the back of my head. I was like, why y'all booing? I don't know if they heard me because my voice was, like, cracking. As y'all can tell, by the way, I forgot to mention, we had the game yesterday, so my voice is a little off. So sorry if y'all hear my voice crack a little bit or it just sounds really, like, raspy or, you know. But, yeah, I just want to bring that up because it was just something that bothered me. But it was just good, honestly. Like, at the end of the day, we won. And it was good, but, you know, we were just doing our thing. We were playing. We were doing our thing.
That's right. Aces improved to 3-2, baby.
Exactly. Dre's been yelling on top of his lungs that night. It was really fun to see. But, yeah, man. KP was hooping. KP did have a slow take. But she did bounce back. But speaking of that game last night, how we feel about our Aces? How do you think we played last night? Like, the way we were playing?
Everybody played phenomenal. Asia Wilson led the way, you know, 35 points, 13 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, 3 blocks. And a lot of people didn't talk about it. She shot a perfect 10 from 10 from the free throw line.
She did. She really did. No one brought that up.
And that silent assassin, Jackie. Oh, man. No, 26.
26, assists, yeah.
2 steals. And she was the primary defender on Kelsey Plum. Listen.
That's exactly what we thought, too.
She brought out the shackles. She brought out the handcuffs. She told Kelsey Plum, I love you, but you need to sit down. You're going to sit this one out.
Oh, man, it was
amazing.
It was beautiful.
You know, Chelsea Gray was Chelsea Gray. You know, she was out there saucing it up, you know, doing her thing.
Getting the whole crew lit.
Chelsea Plum Chelsea Plum was off to a slow start.
Mm-hmm.
In particular, because she was being guarded by Jackie Young, you know, she had 17 points, but she only shot 6 of 19. And she was 1 of 7 from downtown. And the Aces defense was nasty because they forced her to have 5 turnovers and 4 personal fouls. And she picked up a late technical.
Yeah,
and I don't know if anybody noticed it. After she picked up her first technical, the ref tried to be like cool with her because she was going back and forth with the ref, and she kept pointing back to the Sparks bench. I don't know what she said to the ref, but the ref gave her a look, and then she pointed back towards the bench, and she said something. But whatever she said, Kelsey Plum just walked off. I was like, Don't come back to Vegas and get ejected. Please don't. And then when she walked off, I was like, yes, please don't. Because that ref had that look on her face, like, okay, one more thing. You can hit the showers.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like everybody from the Sparks wasn't struggling, but they wasn't doing what they were supposed to do. Because if you look at the plus minus for the Sparks, damn near the whole team was in negative. Kelsey Plum was a negative 21.
Yep.
Azumi Stevens was negative 20. She had a double double. You know, she had 10 points, 10 rebounds. But that plus minus, that means nobody was connecting for the Sparks. Nobody.
I don't know what's going on.
And it contributed to the Aces defense. They literally made them feel uncomfortable from tip off.
Yeah.
Even though the Sparks were like, they went up to a quick little, you know, 4-0 run.
Yeah, they had a quick 4-0 run.
But like, after that, it wasn't nothing.
We just kept coming.
It wasn't there. Kelsey Plum was in foul trouble. Diego was in foul trouble, which was funny because when she picked up her fourth foul and it was at the free throw line, she was waving off the bench. She was like, no. And then as soon as they hit the first free throw, she was like, I'll come out. And I was like, that was crazy because you had 4 fouls in the third quarter and you didn't want to sit down. I was like, no, y'all already down big and you are putting yourself in a position where you can pick up a 5th foul in the third quarter. No, whether you up or down, you don't. Nobody wants to pick up their 5th foul in the third quarter because pretty much is going to sit most of the game. You probably won't come back until about like a good 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Yeah. And that can be the difference between anything.
Mm.
But how did you feel about the Aces doing their thing, you know, dominate like they used to, you know, like we expect them to do?
Man, it was a beautiful sight to see, man. I remember talking to my pops about that. He was all like, now that's Aces basketball. I was like, yep, that was straight up Aces basketball. And, like, I remember when we were talking about in the beginning of the game, before we were watching, you know, warm-ups, and we were all, like, talking about who going to guard KP. And we both agreed that Jackie was going to guard her, which is exactly what happened. But our defense was immaculate, bro. Like, if we can keep playing like that through the rest of the season, man, I mean, I'm never worried about the Aces at all. I'm just like, man, we would be like unstoppable, bro. If we can play like that, like the way we played against the Sparks and play like that against New York, as reps. But I do know that, but when I was watching them play, other than us, you know, doing our thing, I do know there's some players on the team that still need to adjust, gotta get into, like, for example, Jewel needed to, I feel like Jewel is still adjusting to everything. She didn't really have the best game last night either. But, you know, of course we had Jackie, Asia, and Chelsea doing their thing. But, I mean.
Oh, not to cut you off, but technically, Jewel Lloyd actually did what she's supposed to do because she might not have filled up the stats when it comes to like points, but her presence was felt on the court because her plus minus was 30.
100%. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which was the highest plus minus that game. So she contributed in other ways. She let Asia do the scoring. She let Asia and Jackie do the passing. She was there scrapping. She was there getting the loose rebound. She was there contesting shots. She was there making sure that the other team felt uncomfortable. She did what she's supposed to do, which actually works well because it lets you know that you can have a player that can score like Jewel, but that can be nice where she can be like, I ain't got to drop 25. I ain't got to drop 15. I just got to go out there and do what I do. On offense, make sure we score. On defense, make sure they don't. And if you can do that, you're going to continue to be as great as you're supposed to be.
Nah, you're right. You're right. I was just about to get to that. But, I mean, yeah, no, like you said, Jewel maybe didn't have the best shooting team, like the shooting game, but she was there on the defense. She was there hustling. Like it was crazy. Like all the hustle plays that I saw last night were odds, and I saw them come from Jewel. Saw Asia do some hustle plays. Like everyone was doing their thing. Like it was insane. Like there was this crazy sequences that happened during that whole game, but it was just a beautiful sight to see. It was like, I mean, it wasn't as stressful, but I mean, I just love seeing the Aces play the way they play, man. Like, they just gotta keep doing it. You know, I think Becky talked about it in the post-game conference. I guess someone asked her a question about everything. I think she said there were some shots that didn't get – there were just some shots that they hit, but they just didn't get it. She also brought up how Jackie could have made a little bit more, but she already got her hands full guarding KP. And you know how KP, right. We know how KP is. She's fast. She's quick. Like, she was probably, like, getting tired out chasing KP around that whole court, bro. Like, I'd be like, dang. But she still did her thing on the defensive end. I don't know. I think my favorite thing about that whole game yesterday was our defense, bro. That's what we didn't have the last, what was it like? Was it the last, I want to say, was it the last five games or? Those are the last five games, four or five games that we've had before that game. Like, that was, like, the best that I wish we could have had, like, before. But, like I said, when it came to that, I was just like, you know what? I wasn't stressed, especially when we were 2-2. I knew we were going to have a bounce-back game, and we had a bounce-back game last night, and it was just amazing. Right. It was just beautiful. I loved it. But I don't know, like, I was so locked in, bro. Like, there were some, like, clips I wish I recorded, but, you know, I didn't. I was so locked in.
Right.
I was yelling on the top of our lungs, jumping out of our seat, you know, bang, you know, a three, all that. Like, it was amazing. Like, the house, bro, was lit, bro. Everyone was so loud. Like, the crib, I was like, yo, man, the house was crazy. We needed that.
And it was overall a team effort. Everybody who touched the floor contribute in some way. Mm-hmm. And that's what you like to see from the starters to the bench to the role players. When they touch the floor, they contribute in some way, whether it was scoring, passing the ball, getting the stop, causing mismatches.
Mm-hmm.
It was they did something. They made their presence felt, whether it was Asia Wilson, Jackie, Chelsea, even Liz Kinley. She went out there.
Oh yeah.
She missed both her shots, but she had good looks.
Yeah, she did. She's gotta hit them.
I'm surprised Crystal didn't play though. That's what
Me too.
I don't know. I don't know if she wasn't available, but she was on the bench and she was suited up, but she didn't play. I don't know where that came from.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know either.
I was wait, because like when the Aces was up by like 20, I was like, okay. And then like the starters stayed in. I was like, Okay.
Okay then.
But then I kind of see why, because Sparks did go on the run and they dropped that thing back to 8, and I was like, ooh, hold on, wait a minute.
Yeah, maybe that's what kept them in there.
Becky, call one of these. Call one of these. Hold on, wait a minute.
Hold on, real quick.
That mother went from 20 to 8. Hold up, wait a minute.
Give it a second.
Take the clock on and warm up. Take one of these.
That's what I was saying, bro. I remember when we were watching that. I was like, can't be heating up. All right, Becky, hold on. Get that time out real quick. You know, you need that. That's the only thing about
they hit one of these.
The dog, man.
And then you saw Asia come on the court. You was like, yep. And it went right back to Ace's bar.
Yup. They did get me there a little bit. I was like, oh, KP heating up. Oh, we're going to need to make some changes there. Which was great. I mean, bro, it went crazy. You know what was so crazy about last night's game, though?
What?
Asia had all those stats and she was sick.
Yeah,
bro, she didn't play. She was under the weather. That she was sick. Yeah, she didn't look or play like she was sick. She was like locked in, bro. I was like, and it seemed like she was sick.
That's that Michael Jordan flu game right there.
I swear, bro, flu game right there, and she still went off. And I'm still not over that, bro. I was like, yo, Asia being under the weather and she made that many points. Had those stats, 67% field goal percentage,
right?
That's insane. I was just shocked once I heard that she was sick. That water, the weather. I was like, yeah, that water. That was it, man. That game was just. I'm really glad we got to that game, but the Sparks come back on the 11th. Now, how are we feeling? Since we're still on the Sparks and Aces.
I feel pretty good. It's round two.
Round two. Is it a Commissioner's Cup, or just a regular season game?
No, it's a Commissioner's Cup.
It's Commissioner's
game.
Cup, right? Yeah, that's gonna be insane. I wonder how the game's gonna fall out. Come out, man. Oh no, I ain't over how good that game was last night.
It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be exciting. It's gonna be round two.
Round two, we gonna see how that's gonna be.
Listen, CPT, LBC, 1, 2, 3. Aces in three.
Aces in three? Yeah. I knew you were gonna say something like that. Nah, man, it was.
Unless they're playing Phoenix, then it's a different story. Aces over everybody but Phoenix.
This guy, man, this guy. I know that much. It was a preseason game, right? We went against Phoenix.
Yeah, that was an amazing game.
That was the most stressful game. I was like, why am I so stressed over a preseason game? I was like, dang, there's always type of fight when it comes to that. But, I mean, honestly, like, this season, I think that I know who's going to go all the way, but the way the teams have been playing all season so far has been like, you don't even know.
I'm not even going to lie. I don't even have a favorite to win this year. Every team from Minnesota to New York, Phoenix, Atlanta, Aces, the Sparks could be up there, but they're not fully healthy right now. No, Cam's not back.
They got some injuries. Yeah, they got Cam out. Mikita's out. Ray's out.
So they have the pieces. Then you got Dallas still trying to figure it out. If they could get it going, they can be up there. But a lot of people already predicted them to be like a lottery team.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why. They got new pieces, so you gotta expect them to like struggle to gel. Like not everybody's gonna pick it up right away.
Yeah.
But like the way teams are playing right now, it's hard to even try to pick a favorite.
Like it's hard. It's always Aces through and through. But the way the game, like, I'm always in, you know, Aces over anyone No hesitation. Aces over everyone. But this season has been really crazy good so far. All these teams are crazy, despite the fact that some of our family has been broken apart. It's okay though. But I know how we talked about we were excited for the season to start, and now that it started, I'm still on that word. Like, it's been crazy. Like, you never know what's gonna happen. Like, you have no idea what's gonna happen, like, at all. Everything was
Right.
just insane. I was like, yo, you got that going. You got everyone just getting together, and I'm like the Valks. Oh my gosh, the Valks put up a good fight against New York. That had me
Oh, yeah.
shocked. I was like, because I'm thinking about all these other games in the past that we had went through so far. I don't know how many games that we've been through so far within like the what the, was it, the second week of the season. I don't know, I
Oh, yeah,
lost count.
the Aces is 3-2 right now.
Yeah, they hit our three and
After
two.
last night's dub. Minnesota and New York are both undefeated at 6-0.
Yep. What else we got going
Phoenix
on out
dropped to
there?
4-2 after they lost to New York. I mean, not New York to Minnesota. We only
Yeah.
lost by 3, though.
That's not bad though. Losing by
It
three is not
was a
that
hard
bad.
fought game. It was a hard fought game, but you know. We're not gonna win. We're not gonna win every game. So
Yeah. Maybe they gotta come back. They gotta
regroup
come back stronger
and
next game,
get
bro.
ready for the next game. That's all you can do.
Exactly. See, it's been mad exciting so far. And the Aces with our pickups and all the changes that has happened so far, like, it's been pretty good. Like, I like how we're looking so far. I never had lost any confidence in the team. I always have faith in that team. Some people don't, but I do. Always. But look. Aces in five. It's always in five for me. Let me knock on wood to be safe though, because every time I said that with other my other teams, yeah, no, we didn't make it all the way. So knock on wood real quick.
I'm like Shannon
But
Sharp. I'm gonna rock my team no matter what. I ain't need to knock on no wood. I said what I said.
how'd you fucking yeah, how'd you did, bro? How you should.
Oh, but I'm gonna ask you one question. One question, just one itty bitty question.
One question. Ah, shoot. Should I be scared?
If you can ask Kelsey Plum one question
Shoot.
about basketball, what would that question be?
One question to KP about basketball? Dang. You got me on the spot here, bro. Hold on. Wait, what? That was the most. I wasn't expecting that. The one question I would ask for KP, well, ask KP about basketball. I don't know, actually. I can't think of any good ones on top of my head. But I think the one thing I can think of right now on the top of my head is. No, actually, I can't. You gotta come back to me on that one, bro. I can't. You put me on the spot.
Me, if I was able to ask Kelsey Plum one question about basketball, I would ask her what was the hardest thing that she had to go through during her transition going from Vegas to the Sparks?
That's a really good question. Because that takes a lot
Cause you
of
got cause you.
mental and it takes a lot of
Yeah,
mental
because being
to do what you
drafted
gotta do.
by San Antonio and then transitioning into the Aces and then spending your entire career there and then you get to go back home. And even though she looks comfortable in LA so far because she literally just looked like her normal self. It didn't look like she missed a step. She didn't skip a beat. But leaving like your not like your friends, your family, and the bond that you built in Vegas, and you have to leave that behind to go to another team. What was the hardest? What was the hardest decision that you had to go through during that period?
Right.
That's what I would ask.
That's a really good question too, because it's a lot. Because she does have friends and family out here, but what's also crazy is that not even just her, like, oh, teammates are family. She called the whole city her family, literally.
Right.
Like, she just has. It's because if I'm being honest, I was just looking through. I was looking through her post when she had her long little paragraph when it was announced that she got traded to the Sparks, and everything she said in that, man, she was all like, she has all the love, she has so much love for the Aces, the community, the teams, everyone, everything that was here, despite what she went through in here in the city. But I thought she was like, I honestly feel like KP has built, she has built a culture out here, honestly. Like, she's built, we're literally a basketball city, and I feel like she's one of the main reasons why we became a basketball city, because of the way she is and how she just presented herself when she was here. Maybe that's why, like, there was so many emotions that everyone went through when that trade did go through, and everyone found out, and people thought it was fake. Even I thought it was fake, even though deep down I knew that she was gonna be gone, given what she has been through here. And I was thinking about that, but, you know, I feel like the way she's looking right now, I mean, she seems real happy out there. She's, like, doing her thing. I feel like she's still the same. She's still KP. Like, she's still the same. She's going to be KP. She's always going to have that dog mentality. Like, that's my favorite thing about her. I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure that's everyone's favorite thing about her in general, is her mentality, her dog mentality, the way she plays. And it's a good sight to see, man. Like, I don't know. KP has taught me a lot. I'm not going to lie. Learned a lot just by seeing how she, like, plays. You know what I mean?
Right.
What else we got going on here? What else we got on top of your head?
I want to say it was a pleasure that you came back last night, Kelsey. We love you. We miss you. Continue to do your thing and with the Sparks. Ball out.
I want to say this.
And
once an ace, always an ace. Shout out to the Aces fans, facts, who made these posters and gave it out to all the fans at the game last night. This is going to be cherished. I'm probably going to bring it to the next game on the 11th. But shout out to all the Aces fans, that made this poster, just to show the love we got for us. So, KP, just know, once an ace, always an ace. We love you. Your family forever and always, you know. Keep doing you, man. Just keep doing you. Don't know if you'll ever see this, but you know, and it doesn't hurt to try. You know what I mean? Ever it takes. But yeah. Something simple and sweet today. There anything else you want to add before we end it here?
Nope. We covered everything that we need to cover. It was a beautiful game. Everybody had fun. Everybody enjoyed themselves. And we will see y'all on the 11th.
Yeah. Look out for more content, by the way, guys. There's a lot of stuff that I have. And follow the Instagram. JVL Primetime Sports. We're gonna keep
in the YouTube channel. Going.
And a YouTube channel, also JVL Primetime Sports. Thank y'all for listening in. I know it's really short, sweet, and simple. But look out for more content and more of the upcoming things that's coming for this podcast specifically, and everything else in between. So we hope y'all have a beautiful night, morning, whenever you're hearing, listening, watching this, you're on YouTube, you're on Spotify, you're on Apple Podcasts, listening, watching, you know, yada, yada, et cetera, et cetera. We'll see you on the next one, and we'll see y'all, like Dre said, we'll see y'all June 11th, and there'll be something there. Y'all have a good rest of y'all day, night, whatever it is. All right, everyone. Yes, sir.